Welcome to the South Cars Conference number 96140. Connection established.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
And we're back. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the global community of South Cars. As our F-16, this is the South Cars Thursday Night Thematic Open Forum for Thursday, November 19th, 2009. And let me tell you, there's not a whole lot of Thursdays left in 2009. 2010 is upon us, as is Christmas and all the joys of Christmas and the holiday seasons that come along. So we welcome that time. Although we have been getting very mild weather, as I was saying a few minutes earlier, I won't reiterate because I just said that 5 minutes ago. But it's been atypically nice here, cool but nice. Presently looking at 6 degrees Celsius right now in Montreal, 43 degrees Fahrenheit. Your net controller for this evening is Pete. That's me, Victor Echo 2 X-Ray Papa Lima, situated once again in Montreal. South Cars TNT is a directed public service open forum whose aim is to share the collective knowledge with any and all who have an insatiable curiosity for all things. We'd like to thank the Western Michigan privately owned repeater network for making this conference server available to us. It's because of them that we get together every week, and actually almost every day. We have nets almost every day on this server, which is a great thing. One of the greatest servers in the world. So we invite you here every night for great conversation, but specifically tonight for the TNT Open Forum. We promise to entertain, to inform, as always, we promise to have fun. At this time, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anyone needing to contact the station and move off the server for their QSO. All right, well, should an emergency arise, feel free to break in and state the nature of your emergency. Of course, emergencies take priority. We have a few announcements. We are waiting for you guys to send us your suggestions. Send us emails with your suggestions for topics of discussion on the open forum. Any and all topics of interest will be considered. Also, if you have a specific skill that you'd like to share with us, we invite you to be a host of the TNT Open Forum. Or if you'd like to go a little bit further and you want to be a co-producer for one show or several shows, I invite you guys to hop on board. It's a lot of fun, and you get to meet a lot of fun people. And it's an interesting net to work. As a reminder, there is only one date available for the open forum. I only have one date left that is not assigned, and that is December 12th, which will be the last show of the year. Sorry, December 17th. December 17th might seem early, but after December 17th, the following Thursday is December 24th. We'll all be with our families celebrating. And then the following Thursday is December 31st, so we won't have a show then either. So we've got three shows left before the end of the year, so hop on board. We have some interesting presenters coming aboard. On the 10th of December, we'll have Rick, ND4Z, who will be talking to us about everything from ham radio to backpacking to sailing and everything in between. On the December 3rd, we have our open forum, where we have our guest panel back to discuss various issues of interest. And specifically next week, the 26th, is also a holiday. A lot of holidays on Thursdays this year. Thanksgiving next week, so there will be no open forum. I'm still debating whether I'll run maybe a regular net with check-ins, but I'm not sure what's happening on the family front here. Although our Thanksgiving is past, yours is upon us, so we'll let you guys know throughout the week. That being said, a few more quick announcements. We are recording this podcast. We are recording this show for a podcast. Podcasts are available on our website, www.voip.southcars.com. Look for the link on the left of the page that states South Cars VOIP Podcasts. Very interesting selection of all of our open forums and various other interesting tidbits that you could find over there. So I invite you guys to check it out. Also, the opinions that will be expressed herein are those of the presenter or presenters and do not necessarily represent and those of South Cars. With that, I will introduce tonight's topic. Tonight we're going to have a real open forum. For once, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to let you guys do some of the talking. We're going to be talking about drumming up more interest in ham radio, and specifically emphasis on the youth, getting youth interested in ham radio. As we know, we're mostly a bunch of middle-aged to old men as a demographic in this hobby, so it'd be nice to get more interest in the hobby from the younger generations and from more ladies, too. More YLs on the air would be great. So I'm going to be discussing that, getting your ideas, and hopefully you guys will chime in. So we will discuss various subjects. Why is it so hard to attract the younger people? How can we attract them? Ideas, activities. Of course, any idea will be welcome. I'm taking very good notes here. This is the first in a series of shows that we'll be doing on. Not that we'll be doing these every week, of course. Well, the show we'll be doing every week, but the topic we're going to be doing a series on how to get youth involved in ham radio. And I have a bunch of ideas for some upcoming shows in 2010. Also, if you this is a great opportunity if you have third party traffic, and I'll open that very soon because it's getting late, unless you're on the West Coast, of course, in which case it's just supper time. But we invite all third party traffic, youth or non-youth, who'd like to chime in at this time and let us know what their interest is or could be in ham radio, and how we can improve the hobby to entice those who aren't in the hobby to become part of the hobby, because the more of us there are, the more fun we'll have, and the safer our airwaves will be. We don't want to lose our airwaves over time. As we all know, the hobby has been declining in numbers over the years, and we'd like to get some of those numbers back. So I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to open it up, TNT Open Forum. I'd like to welcome everyone. Welcome aboard. Thanks for listening. We have a number of links and repeaters dialed in with us, as well as various conferences and some single users as well. So, indeed, the moose is loose once again. So let me open it up right away for third-party traffic. Anybody who wants to check in with third-party traffic, come aboard now to South Cars TNT. All right, no third-party traffic yet. If ever you guys get some third-party traffic, chime in. Don't be shy. I'm actually waiting for my oldest daughter, who's upstairs, who promised she would come down, and I haven't told her she'd be on the air yet, but she will be. She's getting to stay up a little bit later tonight and play some cards with Mommy and Grandma. Grandma's visiting because there's no school tomorrow. It's a ped day, so she gets to stay up a little bit later. So we'll get some third-party traffic from Montreal if all goes well. So at this time, I'll just take regular check-ins. Does anybody want to chime in and suggest any specific topics that you want discussed tonight about why we're not attracting so many people into the hobby as we used to, and how can we attract these people? Have you guys got any ideas, any specific ideas? And I'll remind you guys, this is your chance to chime in now. Usually you have to wait until your number is called on the list. Well, this is open season, guys. Come on aboard now. South Cars TNT.
6, Victor.
All TNT recognizes KY6V. Welcome, Gordon. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. Good evening, everybody. Gordon here, KY6V, Central Florida. I thought maybe I'd stick my oar in the water semi-early here, Pete, and then listen to the rest from afar, because I still have barbecue duty. We're having a barbecued steak tonight. The barbecue is ready. The steak has been marinated for quite a while, and I need to go place it on the fire and do it to it. But while I've got it here, let me throw out some starters for you that you may want to kick around, Pete. Looking back on my 60 years of hamming, I can tell you that when I started, it was just a very enthusiastic roller coaster ride, because those were the days when we built our own equipment. You'd build something, and you'd finally get it working, and you'd plug in an antenna that you built, and now you're talking clear across the world. That stage has changed, and it's changed dramatically. Let me buy a nickel so I don't time you out here, Pete. Stand by. And what I'm trying to emphasize here is that talking across the world is second hat now. It's just part of the average ball game. Back 60 years ago, or even shorter than that, we had handhelds that weighed 10 pounds. They were as big as a kid's lunch bucket. It had B-sized batteries in it and all of that. Now you've got cell phones that are smaller than a package of cigarettes, smaller in width and smaller in length. And they can pick it up, assuming that they've got some money in the piggy bank. They can talk around the world anytime they want. They're very the younger generation is very pro on computers. They understand it. They understand it better than we do. So the communication is there. Television, broadcasting, you know, you don't have to tune in a broadcast station and listen to the fading and the whistles and all of the noises that came along with it. They shoot their signal to a satellite. The satellite bounces it back down. So what I'm leading up to here is that we have to introduce, I think, the younger generation to a posture of thinking technically. Again, let me buy a nickel here. Hang on. You know, how does a computer play into the RF equipment that is available today? What is RF equipment to these newer people? I think we as hams can do an awful lot in that department. You know, the fairs, the parades, the emergency drills. Stick the net control and his equipment right out in the middle of the parade. You know, get flyers and banners and balloons flying and attract the attention for these kids to walk by and see what these guys are doing in controlling the parade, as an example. Or controlling an emergency operation. Bring the third-party people into your ham club. You're now president there, Mr. President. Introduce them to Echolink and stick them on SCARS, and we'll talk their ears off. Back to you, Pete. KY6V, over.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Gordon. I appreciate that. In a few sentences, you've managed to cover about three-quarters of the ideas that I had spread out all over my papers, but that's all right. Said very eloquently, and I appreciate that. I was having trouble following you and taking notes as you're speaking. You made a lot of valid points. Like I said, luckily I had some of them already jotted down, made my life easier. Oh, and just one correction. I'm not the president of my local radio club, just an officer on the administrative council. I'm one of a team of seven. Team, of course. I'm Gordon knows I'm very big on team playing. So now the president is someone who used to be the vice president, and he had the experience. So we threw him into the fire. So he didn't even have a chance to ask. We just gave him the job. And I'll sit back and I'll watch from afar and I'll learn. And when it's time, I'll take over. Before I take over the world, I'll take over my radio club. But I, as an aside, once again, enjoy that steak, by the way. That sounds very yummy. Indeed, Gordon makes a great, great point. Our youth are interested in a lot of techie stuff. Like Gordon was saying, the 50s, 60s was a very exciting time for ham radio. Like Gordon said, you built your own gear, you were talking around the world, which wasn't always possible, unless you wanted to make a very expensive phone call. And it was a lot more complicated in those days, too. It took a lot longer than dialing 10 or 12 or 15 digits. Now, you know, the kids are ham radio is competing with, you know, what's basically multi-million dollar companies, Microsoft, you know, Samsung, Sony, Nintendo, you know, they're grabbing the attention of youth with all these gadgets that they have that are very flashy and colorful, very fast. You know, we live in a very fast world. Everybody always hears how fast the world is. You know, you have a voice on a cell phone today, like Gordon was saying. The cell phones are tiny. Not only are they tiny, but they're cell phones. They have voice, text message. They have email, internet surfing, MP3s, video cameras, still cameras. Currency calculators, whatever. You know, the iPhone has every single app under the sun. So why would kids be interested in RF? And that's our debate right now. Also, you know, another point is in movies. If you look at the Hollywood movies, you don't really see a whole lot of ham radio guys sitting there talking. You know, on occasion you see the firemen and the police talking on their radios, but that's not always associated with ham radio, even if they're using RF on specific frequencies. You know, they see the laptops and the cell phones and the Blackberries and the iPods, and for them that's you know, that's representative of today's culture, and that's what's cool. That's what everyone has. So everybody has to have it, of course. And you know, we're also competing with social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, of course, are the two very famous ones, not to plug any of them. I don't tweet yet, although I'm being coerced slowly into the tweeting world. Everyone I know is like, well, you're not on Twitter? We can't follow you. I haven't done Twitter yet. I do have a Facebook account, however. I am somewhat hip. And I say somewhat. I will pause. All right, let's open it up for more comments. I'm going to open it up for comments at large. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to start at the top of the list and work my way down. Come on aboard to the South Cars TNT.
Evening, Pete. Dallas here. KB3 RPM. South Cars ID. Echo 0476. I concur with both of you. I was going to yell out the internet. As a shorthanded answer versus Gordon. But I really think that's what it is. That's what we're competing with.
The internet. Thanks, Dallas. Thanks for being there. KB3RPM. Dallas, who's somewhat regular check-in and a person who I still owe an email to. I haven't forgotten you, Dallas. I'm just really slow. But that I have you in my list of things to do, and I will email you that information on the GFRS radios that we chatted about months ago. But, the internet. How could I forget the internet? My goodness. I was so concentrated on all these other technologies, although I did mention internet surfing on the cell phones. But, yeah, just spending time on the internet or gaming on the internet, which is also very big now, another form of social networking. And that's really what it is. Any other suggestions or ideas, Dallas? Back to you.
I'm glad you mentioned the gaming as a social aspect. I don't enjoy the games, but I understand I'm in the minority that most people do. I don't get it, but it really seems to have taken the place of face-to-face interaction more than we care to admit, I think. You can just pop into a game these days and get your interaction fixed, for lack of a better term, that way, where we had to literally go downstairs, open the door, and run outside and find someone else, even if it meant hopping on your bicycle or skateboard to find them. The younger generation now doesn't have to deal with that. They can hop on the internet. There's a billion forums. They can, as you mentioned, play the games where they can interact while they're playing the games. I think that's the big key.
Yeah, Roger that. It is a big component, and you made me think of something else in the gaming and in the gaming world. Quite often they create what's called avatars. You guys might already know what avatars are. They're basically just characters, virtual characters that you create in your own image or in the image of something you want to be, for example, in the case of a Dungeons & Dragons type game where you might want to be a wizard or an elf or et cetera, et cetera. So you can create yourself, you can recreate yourself. And I mean, I won't get into the whole psychosocial phenomenon of what that might do to kids' self-esteem, or is that why they're doing it, because of self-esteem and blah, blah, blah. It's a whole other discussion for a whole other panel of experts, of which I'm not. But a way for kids to get together now. My nephews, they all have their headsets. They play the I'm not sure if they're on the Wii or on the PlayStation, on the latest PlayStation, or on the Xbox. I think it's an Xbox game where they have their headsets and they're playing Halo or whatever other violent game is out there nowadays, which is another problem. We could talk about violence and video games and TV, a whole other subject for another TNT. Pardon me, I'm just thinking out loud here, giving you guys previews. But they have their headsets on, and they're all in their little platoons, and they're guys that are all around the world, basically, and they're all playing together. So in a way, they're communicating with each other, not unlike the way that we're communicating right now. I'm on Echolink, and I'm using VoIP. The technology is the same. The social networking is a little bit different. But is there a right or a wrong? Who knows? And like Dallas says, when we were kids, I mean, if I didn't run out the door myself, my mom would kick me out the door. Whether it was sunny or snowy or rainy, I'd have to be bleeding out my eyes before my mom kept me into the house. You know, it was go play outside, and yeah, we went outside and we found somebody else. The social networking was, you know, we didn't, you know, had we had the internet, would things be different? Probably they would be, but that's something we'll never know. Thanks for checking in, Dallas, KB3RPM. Do you have any other comments before we move along?
I think Gordon also mentioned something else, technical know-how. Speaking with some techies younger than myself in the workplace, noodling around, whichever term we choose to go with computers is okay or cool, but ham radio and the technology, the hardware that goes with that is foreign to them, where computers are commonplace and the peripherals that go with computers are commonplace. Radio, RF, antennas, amplifiers, that's all foreign. To even bring it up in conversation, I mentioned I was an amateur radio buff, and I was met with, oh, you mean CB?
Yeah, roger that. Well, at least, that's not a bad thing. At least they know, that CB, a lot of us knock CB. CB is RF. CB is a whole bunch of different frequencies that are not regulated, although more and more we're losing the regulations on the handbands, too, at least in Canada. We're not watched as much as we used to be by Industry Canada. Another whole discussion. So it's become more of a self-police kind of gig, but indeed, a good point indeed. Back to you.
I honestly don't think the hobby will ever completely go away. But if the reports are right, the numbers are dwindling. But I don't think it'll ever go away. Back to you, Net Control, KB3RPM.
Yeah, well, we hope not. As long as there's two hams left in the world, it'll never go away. Like I said, I'm sorry I cut my thought a little bit short before, but the positive thing about CB is that a lot of people know about CB, and there's not a whole lot of technical difference between a CB and a ham radio. I mean, we can get into semantics about, yes, there's technical differences, blah, 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 but basically they're both RF devices used for communicating. Different frequencies, different regulations, yes, but if CB's done nothing else, then get a little bit of RF know-how out there. If people know what CB's are, then it's, you've won three-quarters of the battle. Then explaining what a ham radio is, at least you're a step ahead. So that's a good point indeed. I started out CBing. I mean, I owe my career in ham radio to CBing. That's how I got my start. My parents, my dad was a CBer, although he wasn't around very long. He died when I was very young. A lot of my uncles were CBers. My friends' dads were CBers, so they all hung out, and they used to go to all these CB events, the equivalent of our ham fests and social gatherings today. So, you know, it was magical to me. It was great that you could get on and speak into this little black microphone and talk to someone. At the time, it was across town, or if you cheated a little bit and got an amplifier on your CB, you could talk a little bit further. But there is certainly an appeal there. And I don't think we, this personal thought, I don't think that CB is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. It's a great way to at least get a certain amount of initiation into a hobby. And I know a great number of hams who started out in CB and have worked their way towards ham radio, and others not. That's always a personal decision, of course. The roads we travel are of our own choosing. So thanks, Dallas. Chime in at any time if we say something that draws an idea or strikes controversy. Just lift your hand and we'll point you out. In the text box, I have Mr. Pete, KD4OVI, with a suggestion. Come on aboard, Pete.
Fine business, Pete. Thanks for having this conversation tonight. KD4, Civic India. My suggestion is you need to get them in third or fourth grade. You get them involved in their set aside a curriculum for ham radio, and it'll work pretty well that way, because now you catch them when they're young, when they're interested, and then they'll have themselves a good time once they get that ingrained in their head about putting themselves into the ham community by starting them young. And also a good incentive is if they pass their test, is to have a radio for them ready to talk on. So they don't have to go and worry about, yeah, now, I got a license now. What am I going to talk on? Give them a radio. Give them one of these small pocket radios that look like a phone radio. There are plenty of them around like that. Look just like that. They might be a little bit bigger, fatter, but they resemble a phone. And get them young. Get them involved in that. And make them happy. Make them feel comfortable. Also, I don't think it's so much as the internet is getting himself involved with that. They'll be involved with the internet anyway. You can't take that away. To have a sideline like a small radio, and it puts out a couple of watts here and there, and you give them a direction where to contact them. Have a family friendly. This is what we've got to emphasize too. Have a family-friendly repeater system available for the kids, so they can communicate all day long on that family-friendly repeater system. Set one aside in each community, one for kids only, and you'd be surprised how much activity you get there. Back to net control, VE2XBR, KD4R, Civic India.
Wow, excellent suggestions. I like that. There's some good ideas in that. A couple that I thought of and a couple that I hadn't, of course. I'd like to thank you guys, by the way, for mentioning my call sign, because as you guys know, I'm flagrant. I don't say it every 10 minutes.
still not used to that, so I appreciate that. KD4OVI and KB3RPM for identifying me, since I don't do it, me being VE2XPL in Montreal. So synopsis of Pete's presentation, introduced to ham radio at a young age, introduced him to the hobby at a young age, in the early grades, presentations in school perhaps, or at other, you know, group functions, perhaps a church youth group, or perhaps a scouting or cubbing team or troop. Sorry, that's always a big hit. I had that jotted down in my notes somewhere. And you're right, you can't take the internet away. Once something's invented, it's there, so it's not going to go away. And most of us adults who are techie-oriented are probably just as guilty of playing on the internet, although we might not be on Facebook that often. I really like the idea of the family-friendly repeater system. That's a really good idea, and I think you've got a million-dollar idea, Pete, with the cell phones that look the HTs that look like cell phones. And I'm just being joined by my third-party traffic and hopefully future ham and youth representative for the TNT Open Forum tonight. Introduce yourself, young lady.
Hi.
Your name is?
Isabel.
And you are? 8 years old. Yeah, you are. You could have said, I am a girl. I am pretty. And Isabel is in grade 3 this year, and you're having fun at school?
Yeah.
All right. And Isabel, on occasion, likes to hang out in the shack and talk on the radio. We don't call it the shack. We call it the cave because it's in the basement, and it's dark down here. So it's our little cave here. And Isabel's just finished playing cards with her mom and grandma. Did you win? You didn't win? Well, that's okay. Did you have fun? Yes, you had fun. So tonight we're talking to the public about how do we get young people interested in radio. What do you like about the radio? What do you like about being in here? Is there anything that you think is cool in here?
All the radios you have?
All the radios I have? I don't have that many, do I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she thinks I have too many radios, but you can never have too many radios. Is that right? Do you have too many Barbies? No, it's all a matter of perception, isn't it? And she's stealing one of my chocolates. I set aside 2 chocolates. I know you can leave me one. But, so, Isabel, do you enjoy talking on the radio?
Yes.
Yes? What do you like about talking on the radio?
Mm.
Do you like talking to other people? Would you, she nodded, by the way.
Yeah.
Would you, you forget this is radio, not TV, eh? They can't see us. That's probably a good thing. Although, Isabel's a pretty girl. It'd be nice if we could see her. Maybe we'll get some slow scan or fast scan TV in here one day and do the show that way. But if there was a lot of younger people, if there was a lot of people your age on the radio, would you be talking on the radio more, do you think? Would that be something you'd be interested in? Yes. Okay, let's not crunch the paper because all the nice people are hearing that. The mic is very, very, all you can hear is so until you eat that, we'll just leave that there. We've put the chocolate down, people. We're safe. And if there was a place where you guys could go talk, what would you be talking about?
I have no idea.
No, just whatever you feel like talking about at the time, right? You could talk about school.
Yeah.
Or you could talk about why other people like the radio. You could talk about all kinds of things. And that's what this is. It's kind of like, you know, how you get on Facebook sometimes and you talk to your friend Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is another way of talking to friends from all around the world, if you want, or just all around your town, if you want. Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are we going to convince you to get your license, maybe?
Yes.
We'll get you studying. But Isabel is most welcome in the shack anytime
when.
She wants. When? No, she's already asked me when. We have to study first. It's like a license. It's kind of like going to school. It's not very complicated. But your dad can teach you all that stuff, and we can get you talking. And you can talk anytime that you're with me, as long as I'm here and I have a license. No, don't write on my papers, please. Thank you. We're concentrating on the microphone here. We've got a public in front of us. See all these people? This is the list of people who are who are joined us today. We have Matt and Reggie, Pete in Florida, Robert, the Newtown Square, Pennsylvania people, Gordon, of course, Ravi in Trinidad. We have the gentleman from Arundel, whose name I forget, but is a regular, I apologize, WB9EIU, Paul in Fort Myers, George, Kevin, we got all kinds of fun people. So we're all talking here at the same time. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
That is cool. Yes. They can only hear us when you see this little blue line moving. So when the blue line's not moving, they can't hear us. So does anybody want to chime in at this time? Anybody have any questions or comments for my lovely daughter, Isabel? Come on aboard to the TNT Open Forum. Well, we recognize KY6V. Gordon, welcome aboard.
This is my second quarter there, Chairman. KY6V. I need to get back out and get ready to turn that over to side two on the Barbie. But two quickies that you may want to think about, Pete. Isabel, good evening to you. You made just a great comment about liking to talk with your other friends, your peers, as I would call it. Pete, the comment here is that if we could get the younger group talking with another younger group someplace else without the old fuddy-duddies like yours truly getting in the middle of the conversation, they'd probably go a lot faster and a lot further than if we got in the middle of it. That's number one. Number two, maybe we are missing the way that we're approaching the younger generation and trying to compare the similarities, not the differences, the similarities to the computer that they already know to this little black box that we're trying to say is a transmitter or receiver, such as the computer has a power supply. Hey, this little black box needs a power supply. The computer, you plug a microphone in, and it does this because it talks to the sound card. Well, you plug it in this little black box. It talks to its sound card, which is called a microphone amplifier, a different name, but it's the same thing. What is the difference between a computer and a transceiver, Pete? It has circuitry in there to tune to a particular given frequency that you want to operate on. What's the difference in a computer? It's got a clock speed that matches the CPU that he's got on the motherboard. A lot of similarities, so if we could convince them that it's not that different, just a little bit different, maybe we could get further. I'm going back to the barbecue, but I got the speaker turned up. KY6V, go ahead, P.
All right. You want to say hello to Gordon, Isabel?
Hi.
Gordon is going out to make his steak on the barbecue. Doesn't that sound yummy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing Mommy's not here. Mommy would be jumping right through the microphone to get to that steak. Sharon, by the way, Gordon. Sharon is a huge, huge consumer of cows. She loves the beef. She loves the steaks and the roasts. So she's actually a bigger meat eater than I am. I grew up on the East Coast, so I'm more of a fish person myself. I enjoy a good steak, but I prefer a nice salmon steak. But that's okay. Like you said, if we can get them talking to each other, there's definitely an appeal there. There's a generational appeal, and that's at any age. And I agree, that's one of the things I jotted down, is getting youth to coerce other youth to come into the hobby and to get youth talking to other youth, youth Elmering youth. I think that's a really good thing. So thanks for coming aboard, and we'll let you get back to the stick, get onto side two before that burns. So Isabel, would you like to invite the next presenter? Say, come on aboard to South Cars. No, come on aboard to South Cars. Anybody else have any questions for young Isabel before she has to go to bed? She's actually she's supposed to be in bed at 9, but I wanted her to come on the radio tonight and talk, so she gets to stay up a little bit extra late, so which is nice for her, of course. We'll see how that affects the mood tomorrow, right, Isabel? She gets to sleep in tomorrow, though. She doesn't have school. So that being said, yes.
Courtney's coming over at 7:30.
Oh, Courtney's coming over at 7:30 tomorrow, so we better not keep her up too late. All right. Anybody out there, South Cars TNT Open Forum, come on aboard and interview 8-year-old Isabel about ham radio. Come on aboard. Oh, she's not going to like you guys. If you guys don't talk to her, she's going to have to go to bed. Come on aboard. South Cars TNT, you guys got to have a question or a comment out there. We're listening. Come on aboard.
And this is Kitty for Oscar Rick Kendi. Hey, Isabel, are you making good grades in school? Getting them B's and A's? That's my question to you. That's very important that you have good grades in school. Over.
Hi, and yes, I am getting really good grades.
And are you enjoying school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we just had her report card came home two nights ago. She is excelling in school. She's doing very, very well. Her teacher said that she was improving day by day. And Isabel is a great reader. We've emphasized reading in our house. So we're all big readers. Sharon and I love to read, and the kids love to read. And I think reading is a great thing, a great, great thing, probably the greatest thing, I was going to say, since sliced bread, but it's better than sliced bread. If you don't know how to slice bread, you could read and learn how to slice bread. So reading is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and sliced bread is pretty good too, eh? Especially if you make toast and you put jam on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Any more comments, Pete? Go ahead.
And yes, get plenty of sleep, eat right, have a good hearty breakfast in the morning, and lay off that gum and sugar and all that other stuff. Just eat real good food. That's always the best bet. Katie for Oscar Rick India.
That sounds familiar. Does that sound like something that Dad might say?
Yes.
Yeah. So see, I'm not lying to you. It's the truth. Although, Pete, I have to say, kicking out the candy right now is probably not an option because we still have probably half the stash left from Halloween, or do you have more than half from Halloween?
More than half.
More than half, yeah. We collected a little bit of candy around Halloween. We're fortunate to live in a neighborhood that's very active Halloween-wise. An older neighborhood, a lot of older families, families that have been decorating their houses. There's some really cool houses at Halloween, eh?
Yeah.
Some haunted houses, and a lot of people decorate. And as a result, there's a lot of kids around, and there's a lot of candy to be had, so we made out pretty good. I think we probably, between the two of them, they actually got more candy back than we gave out, I think. And in our neighborhood, we get between 200 and 300 kids every year that come to the door. So it's quite an active Halloween. Halloween is another good time to introduce ham radio somehow. Somebody has an idea as to how we can do that, incorporate that at Halloween. Our radio club actually does a Halloween patrol every year, like a neighborhood watch patrol. It's a Halloween patrol. They get two by car because of the hands-free law. We have one operator of the radio and one operator of the vehicle, and we're assigned sectors. And there's a net control that's in a room with a policeman. And they run around, and what are you doing? Isabel's making faces at me. And we run around the neighborhoods, and we make sure that the kids are safe. So that's one positive aspect of ham radio. So if anybody else has got any other suggestions, I got a whole bunch written down, but I'm going to let you guys pop them out. I'm getting some good thoughts and ideas that I hadn't thought of from you guys, so I'm going to let you guys do a lot of the talking. So come on aboard to the TNT Open Forum. The floor is yours. Yeah, we got a bunch of listeners again, do we? All right, we're going to start going down the list soon. I'm threatening y'all. Let's see. You think that's funny? You're going to be going to bed soon. That's not going to be so funny, is it? No, but it's late. It's late. It's already 9:15. Let's see. On my notes here, I had a whole bunch. Do you want to read that? Actually, I've already read the first part. You can read part of the second part. On my first part, I had, if interested, a lot of the youth don't know how to get information quite often. A lot of the people were saying who have checked in already, there's not a whole lot of exposure to ham radio. There's a definite lack of knowledge about our hobby. Like Dallas was saying, it's often compared to CB radio, which can't always be a bad thing. Yeah, Isabel just saw the word iPod on my paper here. And if they do have the knowledge, they quite often they don't know where to get the information. So, and the last note I had is that rag chewing can see him on certain bands, like an old boys club or an in club to some of the youth, you know. So, like, brings back to what Gordon was saying, to try to find our similarities, you know, try to speak the same language. And speaking the same language goes a long way. I have a lot of kids. I have two kids. But knowing how they speak definitely helps as well. So some of the thoughts that I had written for activities, you know, the whole thing is about getting the message out, right? Getting out the good word. We have to be visible. We have to be seen playing radio and enjoying radio for other people to want to play radio with us. You know, that could be anything from, you know, you set up a booth at the local mall, at your community service events, at the field days. Be public, be visible, have banners, have people, not just having the equipment there, but have people there using it and have a demonstration of how it works, of who we can talk to. Field days is a great time for that, too. I mean, if you've ever had kids at field day, you always see their eyes light up when they hear the contact from around the world. And that's still magical, no matter what you're using. You can go to club presentations, scouts, 4-H, church youth groups. And Isabel is tapping me on the shoulder.
Sometime at school this year, I'm going to have a field day, and I'm going to be going to Edwell and we'll see you again.
Ah, yes, yeah, speaking of field day, I was talking about a different kind of field day, but Isabel, that's okay. It's a different, there's all kinds of field days. She is having a school field day with her class, and they're going to be going to a sports center at the local college, and they get to do all kinds of stuff like swim and mm-hmm. climb, do some wall climbing and things like that. And play with medicine balls and big bouncy balls. And Isabel likes to do that a lot. And perhaps they'll have a ham radio booth there and give you a demonstration, maybe. You never know. And if they do, you'll be able to tell them that you already know what you're doing, right? Yes, yes, indeed. All right, back to visibility here. Like I said, presentations is if we can get youth to present to youth, so that's even better. If you have kids that are hams or hams in the making, and you can bring them to the presentations with you and demonstrate them using the radios to the other kids and showing how accessible it can be. You know, presentations at schools. You know, Jamboree on the Air, there's another great one for getting a whole bunch of youth together. We already got the youth talking. Let's, you know, even if it's a Jamboree on the Air, they encourage all youth to come in and talk, not just not just the scouting youth, but all the youth of today. So Isabel is proofreading my notes here. Did I make any mistakes?
Nope.
Well, another one of the features we're talking about was interfacing with computers, because we're not going to get rid of computers. We have them in practically every home now. You know, things like Echolink is a great thing, of course. You know, you can compare that to how Skype works or how they do some of the communications in their interactive games with each other. It's all VoIP, right? Programs like Ham Radio Deluxe, you know, if you don't want to play with the buttons on the radio. A lot of the newer radios, you can get programs like Ham Radio Deluxe and control the radio right from your computer, getting a computer interface. And then after that, maybe we can get them involved in packet radio, PSK31, satellite communications, another great way to get them. You know, we could talk to people on satellites and astronauts. Did you know that ham radios can talk to astronauts?
Really?
And only people that can talk to astronauts are the President of the United States, or of whatever country sent them up, is NASA, the people who put them up, and children like yourself. You can talk to astronauts on the International Space Station, because a lot of the astronauts are ham radios. Did you know that? Isn't that exciting? Why are you writing on your hands? And there you go. It's all about knowledge, isn't it? APRS, there's another really exciting one. APRS, from the point of view of putting up the map, even if it's just the Google map where you can track the ham radio with the ham radio vehicle with APRS, that's APRS enabled, and you know, that's very reminiscent of the James Bondish kind of tracking of the vehicle. And I think that's a very cool thing. As a side note on APRS, there's a bunch of students from one of the local universities. I saw this on Daily Planet today, and it's one of the universities here in Canada, but I really can't remember which one. But they were working on an anti-theft device, which I thought was rather interesting for your vehicle, which worked with GPS and your cell phone. Basically, they installed a modem, a kind of a black box concept with a modem and an APRS-type device. Actually, it was a GPS device, and this is all tucked under the hood neatly. And once you realize your car gets stolen, you punch in a code or a series of codes, and you can tell the car to shut down, lock the doors. We've seen stuff like that coming, but a bunch of students are working on making it affordable for everyone. So I thought that was very interesting, too. What other events do we have that could be fun? Youth like to be challenged. Sports has been around forever. And with the advent of computers, you like computers, right, Isabel?
Yes, but I do a lot.
But you still like sports a lot, do you?
Yes.
Yes, see, so sports have been around forever, and computers have only been around for a little while. And computers are very prevalent, and they're very present in the everyday lives of our youth. Please don't click that. We might turn everybody off, and they won't hear me anymore. But sports has also been around forever, and sports is not going anywhere. And I think it's the challenge of sports. So if we're going to introduce activities that have a challenge, things like fox hunting, contesting on field day, DXing, those all present a challenge. And if we can challenge our youth, the youth need to be, if they can find a challenge, I think that goes a long way. So let's open it up again. I invite all y'all to come aboard with your suggestions, comments, any ideas you may have. This is the TNT Open Forum, and you're all welcome. All right, let's see. Getting the youth on the air, of course, is always a good thing. Youth talking to youth, that's a good thing. As I was mentioning before, if as Pete mentioned, if we can get some frequencies or conferences dedicated to youth, that would be a good thing. We got to make the airwaves more youth friendly. There's a lot of ceremony around. Not really ceremony, but there's tradition in the way we have our CUSOs. But a lot of these traditions are unwritten rules that we don't need to adhere to, but we do just because it's, the way we've been shown by our Elmers, and it's the pursuit of the hobby. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, if we make the airwaves a little bit more kid-friendly or youth-friendly, make it less stuffy, if I can use that term. Not that it's stuffy, but obviously I don't think it's stuffy because I hang out. But as an introduction, perhaps if we can get more youth talking, that will entice the youth to get into the rag chewing with each other. And once we have them, interested, how do we keep them interested? How do we keep them interested and active? Like Pete said, you don't want to get them their license and they say, here, go buy yourself a radio. It would be, in an ideal world, of course, it would be nice if you could have a radio when they get their license. If nothing else, if they can be shortwave listeners and listen. We do that on occasion. We just have the scanner on and we listen to what's going on. Isabel's dancing up and down behind me and drinking my juice now. Let's see, what else? Mentoring, of course, very important. Elmering. And if we can get an Elmer, a regular Elmer, an Elmer that's always there. So it's the buddy system in school. You get a buddy and you stick with your buddy and you help your buddy out. That's what Elmering is. But we want them to get somebody teamed up with them. Yes, Isabel?
It's not in school, that's in Brownies.
What's in Brownies?
The buddy system,
yes. Well, there's a buddy system. We had a buddy system when we were in school. The buddy system is just when you go somewhere, you get a buddy, and you and your buddy look out for each other. So that way, if one of you is not on the bus... Yes, you know what it is. I'm sorry. But the buddy system works in schools and scout troops everywhere, like Brownies, Girl Guides, of course. But thank you for sharing that. You finished the juice, didn't you? What other kinds of fun can you have? Kit building. you know, a sense of satisfaction. There's nothing better than, no, I still need this paper, I can't have it yet. You know, the opportunity to learn about electronics and build your own stuff. And put your own stuff on the air. You know, of course, we don't expect a brand new ham. We don't expect a brand new ham, especially if he's, 8 years old, to build a whole transmitter. But if you help him, you show him how along the way. You know, that's really cool. And again, I come back to you can get young Elmers, the older youth, the teenagers, to help along the younger youth. I think that's a great thing. Some other ideas: if you make them responsible, you know, put them in charge of a certain aspect of something at a club. Put them in charge of setting up the station under supervision, of course. You know, you give them some responsibility. That's certainly a way to get them involved. Youth like to be asked their opinions. Ask them their opinions. Ask them what they think. Make them feel like their opinion is valued. And their opinion is valued. The youth of today, the youth of every age, not just the youth of today, just youth in general, bring a very unique and interesting perspective to pretty much every situation. All of you who have had kids, know that kids think outside the box, and sadly, we're pretty good at beating that out of them by the time they're adults, but there's nothing wrong with thinking outside the box. Some of the greatest success stories of in history were thinkers outside the box. So I think if we surround ourselves with these young, fantastic minds, Isabel right now is pretending she's a mime stuck inside the box. Isn't she clever? I wish I had slow scan TV right now. You guys would get a hoot out of this. Developing youth amateur radio clubs and programs. What kind of programs could we get? Radio Pal programs. We're discussing the buddy system for, in lieu of Elmering, or is the same thing as Elmering. But what about Radio Pals between schools, or between schools in faraway lands? If we could get, like a pen pal. You know, a lot of people have pen pals. Well, instead of having a pen pal, you'd have your QSO pal, or whatever you want to call it. That would be pretty cool. There's definitely a limited amount of exposure in podcasts and in MPEG form, in YouTube type videos. If you guys do YouTube searches on youth and ham radio, there's certainly a lot of young people posting stuff. YouTube is mostly the younger generation posting stuff on there anyways. But if you YouTube certain things, oops, sorry, that's my 60-minute alarm. It's presently 21:30 hours Eastern time. Oh, no, very good, Isabel. What do we say?
Excuse me.
That's from finishing my juice. That's from stealing my juice. You too. Well, thank you very much. There's a little bit left for me. That's good. Thank you, Isabel. YouTube videos, podcasts. There's a few podcasts out there. Some are geared towards the new ham. Things like the Ham Radio Pod Class, off the top of my head, is one that sticks out. That's geared for new radio amateurs, people aimed at getting their license. Bless you, Isabel. Things like Resonant Frequency, which is geared towards the newer ham as well. There's a podcast out there that I found while doing research, I thought was quite interesting. It's called Teen Radio Journey. A young gentleman, a 13-year-old by the name of Paul Shirey, who is putting a podcast together about his experiences in getting his ham radio license. So you could follow him on Twitter, and he's also got a blog where he updates his goings on, and he's actually in the process of taking his exam this week, I believe. So in his next podcast, you'll get to hear how he did. I think he's up to 9 or 10 podcasts. So way to go, Paul, and I'm hoping to get Paul. I've corresponded with him via email, and I'm hoping to get him on a future show. I'm just waiting for him to get his license so he can get all echo linked up, so we can get him on here live. I thought of doing a radio or a telephone interview, but it's much more fun if we can have that live. So let's see, my last couple of thoughts. How about allocating a specific range of frequencies on key bands for youth? officially by legislation or unofficially just by peer agreement as a movement, as a bunch of ham radio, specific frequencies where the kids know they can go there and that those are their frequencies, they can have their own nets, directed youth nets that are run by youth, trained, licensed youth, of course, the older youth looking after the younger guys, of course, and give them a free time for Q-cells, give them some nets. I think that'd be a great thing. Let's see, I'll open it up for comments. We have Craig, M3MUI, who's just joined us. Let's pick on him a little bit, since Pete's already started. Come on aboard, Craig, if you have any comments. We're talking about a youth in ham radio. How do we get our youth involved? This is the TNT Open Forum. Come on aboard.
That sounds a little mean, but I was actually just sitting here planning on sitting back and listening. But actually, I'm working with a couple of gentlemen in my area to help develop a course for some children under the age of 15 or young children anyway that want to be involved in ham radio. One of our club members, his daughter just got her general class license at the age of 7, and he had developed some materials to work with her, and I think that's just great. We would like to finish, polish them up a little bit and put them out on the Internet, but I don't think that's the biggest problem. I think the children from whatever age, from the age of 6 on up, have the ability, probably better than we do, to understand the technology. And what I would like to see is more activities aimed towards the younger generation. Perhaps a South Cars net aimed at teenagers. I don't know. I'm not really sure what we could develop that would be aimed at the younger ham. I have my son, who just turned 15, just got his tech, and he's studying for his general, but not really sure what he's going to do with it, because he doesn't know too many other hams his age that are out there. So I'm afraid I don't have many good ideas other than the little course we're developing.
There are no, those are all great ideas. I like your comments, indeed. Good on you. Congratulations on the development of that course for the youth. I think that's a great, great resource. And if you could if you could develop that to a point where it's you see that it's viable and it's working, and you can find a place to put it on the net somewhere where it's accessible, more power to you, because like we were saying earlier, a little bit before you arrived there, it's all about getting your message out. It's all about letting the kids see ham radio in action, getting them to know about it. So I like the idea of South Car's youth-oriented net. And in the beginning of the show, I was just saying this is going to be the beginning of a series that I do over time about how we can get more youth involvement. So, subject that's very dear to my heart. I've been involved in Cub Scouts and Venturers since I was a kid, and as an adult, as a leader. And of course, Isabel and her sister and her mom are brownies. Well, Megan's not a brownie yet, but she will be as soon as she turns 5. Isabel,
no, that's a spark.
Well, that's a spark. Sorry, she will be a spark before she's a brownie, of course. I forgot. And Isabel is a brownie on her way to guides, and Mum is a brownie leader, so we're in a scouting family, which is a good thing. I think it's a very positive movement. And if you can develop that course, and aim not just, of course, at the scouting movement, I think that's a good place to start, but at any kid below 15. And I've taken notes. I'm taking notes on everything that is being said tonight, and I'm going to develop that in future shows and see what we can come up with. I challenge everyone who is listening to spread the good word and to come up with ideas for the next time we do this. Come up with some ideas as to what we could do as a South Cars community. I think it would be fun if the South Cars community could get together somehow, brainstorm some ideas on how we can get more youth involved. Because South Cars is huge. I mean, you know, over 1,000 members on VOIP, and I can't remember how many it was on HF. You guys will correct me. I think it was around 15,000 members since the beginning. So that's a large appeal. There's a lot of people out there and a lot of resources to get experience from and to get ideas from. And like I said, we can do it. South Cars is also fast becoming a very, very popular server. And we regularly get our youth. By the way, I got an email from KD8LOY, Nathan, that you guys may know. One of our teens who is on here sporadically because he's at boarding school, but he's supposed to be around for the weekend, so you guys will get to speak to him as well. Well, thanks for coming aboard, Craig. I appreciate your comments. When I said pick on you, I meant not that many people were chiming in, so at the beginning of the show I said I was going to pick on you guys one by one. I'm going to start at the top of the list and work my way down. But between my babbling and the people who did check in, we've managed to fill 68 minutes so far, so we're not doing too bad. The one person who's a huge who I'm going to try to get this gentleman on as well onto the show one day, and I'll try to do a round table of various youth, then we can get Isabel to join us again. You get to stay up late, right? Yeah, she'll be glad to join us. She's nodding again. But this gentleman, his name is Duncan McLaughlin, lives in Kansas. He's 14 years old. His call is KU0DM, and he's the ARRL Youth Editor. And bravo to the ARRL for having a youth editor and getting a youth to comment on his experiences with ham radio. Duncan does presentations all around his area. I'm not sure if he goes all around the United States yet, but he certainly goes to as many presentations, ham fests, and things like that to promote ham radio. He's an extra class license. He does above 30 words a minute on CW, which is fantastic. He's involved in Scouts and is involved in ham radio. You could check out one of his speeches that he gave on YouTube if you could just YouTube Duncan McLaughlin, KU0DM, or just look up his call sign on QRZ. Actually, there's a link right from QRZ. On QRZ.com, 26,965 hits. He's 14 years old. I mean, this kid's all over ham radio. So he describes himself as being the ARRL Youth Editor. I write articles for the league that may be viewed from their website. However, I also do speaking at clubs and hamfests dedicated to youth. So bravo to Duncan, and we hope to have him on as well in the future. A round table of youth would be a good thing indeed. So I'm going to open her up again, South Cars TNT Open Forum. Come on aboard with your ideas, with your thoughts, suggestions, wisdom, experience. We welcome it all. You guys have got to have some ideas as to how we get some youth involved. There's got to be some teachers out there. I can't believe none of you in the group are teachers. If there's a teacher who has experience with youth, I'd really appreciate your comments. Come on aboard to the South Cars TNT.
VK3JED, bicycle mobile.
Excellent. Tony, VK3JED, welcome. I wasn't sure if you're going to make it or not. Bicycle mobile. Tony has found yet another way to check in. Tony has checked in from every possible mode of transportation so far, I believe. But welcome. Welcome aboard, Tony. Give us your thoughts.
Hey, Pete. I think it's a complicated problem because kids these days are used to having so many gadgets that even you and I never had as a kid, and Yeah, radio's got a bit more competition, but yeah, if you get the ones that want to know how it works, certainly want to encourage them. But also, like what I'm doing now, those that like being active and out and about, well, yeah, you can do. I've got a just heading home. I sort of wandered down the beach for a bit, and I stayed a bit longer than I expected, having an early start to summer down here, and. Yeah, just thought I'd check in with you guys on the way back. With a nice tailwind, it's easy riding and fairly flat, so perfect conditions for playing ham radio. VU2XBL and the rather large group, BK3JED.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I don't blame you if you have the choice. If I had the choice between hanging out at the beach and listening to myself talk, I'd pick the beach too. Although if it was me, I could listen to myself talk on the beach, but... No, not a problem. Better late than never. We're glad you joined us. Yeah, we mentioned a whole bunch of competition for ham radio, indeed, you know, from cell phones to computers to social networking to et cetera, gadgets. And Gordon chimed in and had a good point about how we have to relate all these techie gadgets, because if they're playing with all this stuff, it's all technical stuff anyway, so just kind of channeling the techie thing into the world of ham radio, introducing them. And there's a lot of computer interfacing, as you know, of course, with all your work with IRLP, which is another great way to interface radios and computers and perhaps attract them that way. Tony does a lot of presentations. I know he has. We've discussed these. And is actually being a great spokesman for ham radio right now as he bicycles around the area around Melbourne in Australia promoting ham radio. So good on you for that too. But do you have any specific groups that you do you present to a lot of youth, or do you just present at large? Do you specialize in youth promotion, Tony? Come back.
Yeah, for a number of reasons, I don't have a lot to do with youth. Nowadays, it's called getting old, and, well, relatively, and not as much contact. I've got no, unlike you, I don't have ongoing cords to contact, but still, if anyone does want me to sort of try and stir the pot, I'm more than happy to. Apologies, I've just got to have temporarily headwind for a minute. But RF should be good, I'm just crossing a bridge. Anyway, yeah, so it gets, you know, so I don't have a lot of contact with youth at this time. But, yeah, always open to sort of flying the flag and getting people along. Yeah, well, it's definitely summer conditions here. We do get up around 35 degrees Celsius. I think it's probably cooled off to about 30. And, yeah, a bit of a change has come up, which has given me a nice tailwind back. So, yeah, that's what it's like out here. Just negotiating a tricky bridge. And then be back on the flat road in a second. But, yeah, it's all good fun. And it's not a bad city to cycle around here. I mean, I'm probably closest to the more active people. Young or old. You know, if you like a bit of activity, I'll probably connect with you in some way, as in physical activity. VU2XBL, VK3, JED, still bicycle mobile.
Yeah, roger that. We could hear the wind. It was getting pretty bad at one point, although we got the gist of your conversation. And I could hear some traffic in the background, so I'll let you maneuver around them safely, and then you can come back to us. Thanks for checking in, Bicycle Mobile. Indeed. So tonight we're talking about the challenge of getting youth involved in ham radio. We got Tony, who claims he's an old guy, but he's really not. Me and Tony are about the same age. I made that mistake once of saying I was an old guy here, and I got a talking to. But yeah, it's all about you know, community involvement and the contacts. I'm not sure if it's so important to have contacts. I think you can make your contacts. But as long as you're promoting the good word, you know, whether you're teaching it to the youth or you're teaching it to the not so young, you know, whoever you teach the hobby to will probably promote that to their friends and to their kids if they have kids, etc. So we're talking more about youth today and the challenge of getting them involved. But it's almost as hard to get you know, the I don't want to say the older people, but the adults involved in, you know, it's they're just as techy in terms of computers and social networking as the kids are today, especially young adults who have grown up with this stuff. So I see John is W8RIT has joined us, and Pete wants me to call on John, so I will listen to Pete, KD4OVI, and call on John now while Tony gets into a safe bicycling mode there. Come on aboard, W8RIT. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I'll get it while I can. Yeah, just got to walk to six and cross a footbridge. Like you're riding bike. Oh, pedestrian mobile now. But yeah, one other little thing. You could say that for me, especially with pedestrian bicycle mobile, and radio is really the it's really my Facebook when I'm out, because you can't look at displays and push phone buttons and all that while you're trying to ride a bike, but you can certainly work a radio.
Yeah, roger that. Had a little bit more trouble this time around. The wind's still starting to pick up there. I think you were saying something about working your radio while you're bicycle mobile. I think your mother is looking for you, Isabel. Isabel is busy right now writing down the list of call signs. So she's practicing her call signs. She's jotting down the list of call signs on the SCARS user list here. So, and by the way, we called on John, W8RAT, but he texted me and said he's in the middle of something. So we'll give him a chance. We'll call on him in a little bit. And I just looked over to my left to the other text box. I work with multiple text box here. Speaking of techie gadgets, I'm a multimedia technician by trade, so I have a lot of toys in the shack too. I'm just as guilty as some of these kids of playing with all kinds of stuff. But KY6V mentions that we can make an hour on the server anytime, anytime there's not another net on, of course, for the new youth that want to join us, and they can bring their friends, and maybe we could turn it into some sort of youth third-party traffic morning or afternoon on a Saturday after cartoons. Not Saturday mornings, because that's cartoon time. But I'm sure we could work on something. I'm gonna keep talking to you guys and get some ideas, and we'll get some youth on here, and we'll figure something out. I think there's a future with SCARS and some sort of youth recruiting movement of sorts. I'll open it up one more time for questions or comments. We're almost at the end of the show, so this will be one of your last chances to chime in. Come on aboard to the TNT Open Forum. I'm not sure if Tony is in a less windy part of Australia right now. I don't know if he's left the outback and he's back in the city. Tony, VK3JD, are you there?
It's mostly tailwind now, Pete, so it shouldn't be too bad for a while. I was saying this has been my Facebook, but for 20 years or more. You can say it's the oldest Facebook in the world. And unlike the new one, you can easily work this while you're mobile, because you don't have to look at the screen. You just talk away. And whether it's HF, whether it's via RLP or Echolink or one of the digital modes. Call signs even more unique than your Facebook ID, and there's always a friendly voice on the other end, and it's always good fun. Plus, unlike Facebook, you get to play with the inner workings as well, so you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, roger that, roger that. I didn't get that before. I'd misunderstood about the Facebook, your Facebook for the last 20 years, and you don't have to look at the computer screen while you're driving. Although
Although I have seen some people do that on the road. It's pretty scary. I actually got onto a city bus this morning, and the city bus driver was reading a pamphlet as he drove away, and I was kind of debating whether I should say something, and I thought, no, that'll just be another distraction, and we'll end up in a ditch. So I just let him finish his pamphlet, and he quickly put it down. So, but yeah, people do all kinds of things. But that's an aside, of course. Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, you have the human contact. I think that's the thing that we have to offer as a ham radio community, is that sense of community, the sense of belonging. You know, we are a hobby, of course. We're a fun hobby. Of course, we all think it's fun because we do it. But it is a hobby, and it is a great hobby. And if we can show the kids that, then we could show them that it's a great form of networking. And like you say, with a friendly voice at the other end, I think that would go a long way. Any other thoughts or comments, Tony?
That's basically it. I have to say some of my longest friends I've known the longest are from the ham radio world. But, yeah, and... I've also found that the majority, there's this universal understanding that you don't get with the internet, and that we are a community with one obvious thing in common. We have some interest in radio, whether it's talking on them, tinkering with them, helping people with them, you name it. There's some interest in radio somewhere. The details might be different, but the general thrust of it's there. And I've arrived, so I'll reduce the power and continue there, Pete. But yeah, it's definitely been fun. I started in my early 20s, and that was a great social outlet too. You get to, unlike the internet, you get to hear people, you know, like, you can do videos and that, but most people just do, you know, text and pictures. But you get to hear people in real time. Usually it's pretty good audio quality. And, the other thing is you can do it in some really way out places, like out the back of Broken Hill, where there's no way to get on the internet out there unless you can afford a satellite connection. But... ham radio works beautifully out there, at least HF does. V2XBL, VK3JED.
Yeah, I'm not sure how far your hill is, but I was actually, I watched these, it's called Amateur Logic TV. I haven't done a review on that one yet, but check it out. AmateurLogic.TV. It's a internet TV broadcast that deals with all kinds of things technical. Mostly ham radio. They talk about computer stuff, about digital photography. It's actually a pretty interesting little show on the internet if you guys want to check it out. But I was recently watching an episode where the gentleman built a cantenna. You guys have all, you know, what the cantenna is. You know, the wireless the Wi-Fi antenna in the coffee tin. And he'd actually built he'd built another one in what he called a wok antenna, which was he built an antenna in a wok, and he managed to connect to the internet from 20 miles away, from the top of a hill down to his house. He had clear line of sight, of course. So you know, you can find ways to hook onto the internet on the top of the hill pretty cheap too if you want. But it's not easy, and that's just an aside. So thanks for that, Tony. I appreciate you chiming in. You know, what is our edge? Indeed, that's our edge. We offer the appeal of a community, of an instant community. And normally, you know, we're a community that's also very welcoming for the most part. I've never heard anybody say anything bad to any newcomers. Newcomers, young or old, are always welcome with open arms into the fold. And coached as to how and why to do things. I was coached in a
very positive manner. So I think it's a good thing. And I think we still have appeal. Not as ham radio operators, maybe not as people. I'm just kidding. But we, as a hobby, we definitely have an appeal from that whole technology / community side of it. And, I think there's a lot more that we can talk about. But for tonight, I think I will call it quits. I think we're getting close to the end. We're looking at 21:57, 20 seconds. So we're 3 minutes to the 90-second mark. So for the podcast length's sake, I will put an end to the official part of the show. But I will be hanging out a little bit afterwards. And I'd like you guys to say warm thank yous to Isabel Landry, my 8-year-old daughter who's joined us tonight. You have any final thoughts, Isabel?
No.
No final thoughts? Is Isabel getting tired?
No.
No, she refuses. Even when she's tired, she doesn't want to admit she's tired. But it's way past your bedtime. And there's no answer. So with that, whoops. The cow is not working.
The cow
that signals the end of the show. What happened to the cow? The cow is broken.
Does it go moo, or what does it do?
It goes moo.
Really?
Yeah, but the cow is broken. Let's see if we can fix the cow together.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure why the cow is broken. Let's see.
Milked it a bit too hard there, Pete.
There you go. We've resurrected the cow.
Do it again.
See, these are some more fun things that you could do with ham radio. You can make people laugh with these kinds of things. Oh, that one's not working either. Oh, my VLC is not working because the volume is down. Well, silly Pete.
Is there another one?
And now... Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my house.
There you go. There's all kinds of things we could do. We could listen to thunderstorms. So with that, I will leave you with these soothing sounds of virtual thunderstorms in Montreal. I'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Thanks for listening. Thanks for participating. We'll be doing more shows of this nature. Yeah, you could try that one if you want. Double click. Booing. We're going to love doing these shows. These shows are wonderful, wonderful shows. I'd just like to invite you guys to send me emails, comments, send me your thoughts, suggestions for topics to discuss. Any and all topics will be considered for discussion. And also, if you'd like to present on a subject, or if you're looking for something to do with your time, we're looking for co-producers for the TNT Open Forum. And we invite you strongly to become a part of our fold. Like I said, next week there will be no official Open Forum because of the Thanksgiving holiday, as most of you guys will be busy making turkey, eating turkey and cranberries and cranberry sauce and all that yummy stuff, and I'm making myself hungry. And I invite you guys to have a great Thanksgiving and to truly give thanks for everything that we're fortunate to have.
Have to comment there, please.
Well, of course, Tony, VK3JD, come on aboard with your comment.
You guys get a holiday, and the rest of us have to put up with lousy service. What's this there, Pete? V2XBL, VK3JD.
Well, I'm not sure if your Thanksgiving wouldn't be any time. First of all, do you have Thanksgiving? And secondly, Thanksgiving is at harvest, so I'm honoring the American Thanksgiving, which falls on a Thursday, because I figured everybody will be eating and spending time with their families, which I encourage them to do. Our Thanksgiving was about a month ago, and that's simply explained by I live a lot more north. I live a lot more north, and the harvest is earlier here than it is in the southern United States. Our Thanksgiving was a month ago, so I might be holding just a regular net. I don't think it'll be an open forum. I guess we'll play it by ear and see how many people are on. Just out of curiosity, when is your Thanksgiving, if there is such an animal in Australia? Over.
We don't have one. Yeah, I was having the lend of you there, Pete, of course. No, don't have a Thanksgiving here. Yeah, it's one of those things that never made it, not even in April or May, which is when you'd expect it, obviously. And, of course, you'd have to have it in different parts of the country here too, because it's so many different climate zones that the growing seasons are all different between the wheat belts in the south and the, you know, and the sugar cane up north and et cetera, et cetera. But, no, we don't have it. I suspect there's a big historical, because there's sort of a name like Thanksgiving has a religious overtone, and all the Puritans went to the U.S. via 2XBLVK3JED.
Watch it. You're on the verge of opening Pandora's box there, Tony. Yeah, indeed. Of course, there's a religious overtone to it, like many of the holidays that we celebrate in many countries, and that's fine. I think I always kind of like Thanksgiving, because you're just giving thanks, whatever your belief system, and there's many belief systems out there. I don't think any of them are right or wrong, you know, as long as they're respectful. You know, I think it's great to give thanks in whatever way you feel is right to give thanks for all the things you have. So, but yeah, you know, you guys maybe should have several Thanksgivings if you have that many growing seasons. But anyhow, with that, I'm going to say 7-3 to all. I'm going to give you guys the official. There's the cow again, because Isabel likes the cow. Isabel wants to hear the evil laugh, so let's hear the evil laugh. There's the evil laugh. So with that, no bombs. The bomb was at the beginning of the show. I'll say 7-3 to all. Thanks again. We'll catch you guys in 2 weeks for sure, where we will we don't know what we're doing in 2 weeks yet. It's a surprise even to me. So say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
And that was Isabel, and we thank Isabel for joining us. Isabel got to stay up extra late tonight, so she's wearing her huge happy face right now. Yes, it's 10:04. Good night, everyone. 73. This has been V2XPL in Montreal with the TNT Open Forum, and I will be monitoring for a little while yet. 73, y'all.